we actually had no idea that the puppy was going to come in, but a couple of hours ago, two women came in and said that they had found the puppy while walking their dog in Worcester, and they took the puppy in. They managed to catch it, and then they didn't know, they hadn't seen any of the news coverage, and it was actually their coworkers who let them know that it could have been one of our missing puppies. And so they looked at the pictures and brought the puppy here, and it was, we checked with the picture, and it was definitely our puppy.
That is terrific. What kind of shape is this puppy and the others that you've recovered so far? What kind of shape are they in?
This last puppy was one of the smallest that had been stolen, and he was very hungry, a little bit traumatized, but he's napping right now, and he's recovering. He is on medication for some kennel cough, but he seems to be doing fine now. We've had the two shepherds were returned this morning by two separate people, and they seem fine. They're happy, and we've already had someone come down, and they are going to be adopted together. And then we have the four that were recovered last night that are doing well.
Do you have any idea why these dogs were stolen?
At this point, we don't know for sure. We know that the woman only had three of them, and we're not sure how, you know, if she was involved in the actual break-in or whether someone else just gave the puppies to her after they broke in. It's kind of all up in the air right now. We do know that she was arraigned this morning and that she has been to court, so we're just waiting for more information. She claims that she woke up in the morning and the puppies were in her apartment. So we're not sure what the story is really at this point, but we do think that the person who took them or the person who had the rest of them is probably getting spooked by some of the media coverage and is just starting to dump the puppies.